be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The people were filled with expectation and were all asking in their hearts whether John might be the Christ. He answered them, saying, "I am baptizing you with water, but one mightier than I is coming. I am not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals, and he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." After all the people had been baptized, and Jesus had been baptized and was praying, heaven was open, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in the form of a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. Today is the feast of the baptism of the Lord. Just two quick thoughts about baptism. Last year at St. Patrick's, we had 57 baptisms and 12 deaths. That's an incredibly, incredibly healthy statistic. I was speaking recently with one of the pastors of one of our larger parishes down in the diocese, and he told me that last year he had 74 funerals. And I said to him, "How many baptisms?" "Four." That's a parish headed for extinction. It's just a matter of time until it will close itself. And the opposite is true here, because of all you young couples who come here with your infants, with your babies, your little children, and bring life into this place. And it assures us of a future. And I only hope you know how grateful we are that you're here. If you have an infant who fusses in church or a two-year-old who can't sit still for more than 10 seconds, don't worry about it. It doesn't bother any of us. We're just grateful that you're here because you're a sign of life. Secondly, baptism is my favorite sacrament. It's one of those crazy Catholic customs that when a priest baptizes a baby, the parents always give him an envelope with some money in it. I can honestly say that in 49 years of priesthood, I have never taken an envelope for a baptism. Why? Because it's a privilege to initiate someone into the faith. When a young couple stand at that baptismal font with their infant, they are beaming, they're filled with pride. Grandparents are here, they're jumping out of their skin. Usually extended family is here, and it's a moment of great celebration and joy. But when that couple stand at that baptismal font, they are making a commitment of 20 to 25 years that they will go without and sacrifice that that child might have what he or she needs. That's an incredibly, incredibly generous commitment. And they're also making the commitment to try to hand on the faith to their children, which is extremely difficult in our times. In the old baptismal rite, the rite concluded with a blessing of the mother of the baby. In the new baptismal rite, there is a blessing of the mother and the father. And I find the blessing of the father particularly poignant. It says, "I bless the father of this child. You and your wife will be the first teachers of your child in the ways of faith. May you be also the best of teacher, bearing witness to the faith, not so much by what you say, but by what you do." Amen.